When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchless.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is September 2nd, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Happy Friday, everybody. But do you have PL Plus? No. Support the site. We get all these amazing things, and you shouldn't be here. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Spencer Strider, oh boy. 8 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, 16 strikeouts. His 4-seamer was insanely good. Also, his slider, 15 whiffs on that pitch alone. 22 whiffs, 42% CSW for a golden goal. The question just really is, where does he go next year in drafts? I'm thinking like I'm going to put him at 20 or something. I don't know. There are so many aces right now. We were just talking about it in a Twitch chat. There might be 30 guys deserving of aces going to ace right now, including Strider, of course. Makes it really tough to figure out what we're going to do for next season. We'll find out then. But anyway, Spencer Strider, what a guy you are. Cal Bradish went 7 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks against the Guardians. He lowered his slider usage from 51% down to 32%. Four-seamer was able to not get hit as it had a higher CSW than the slider. I don't really think it's a 33% CSW pitch. I don't think this is the guy you got to be chasing. I think he got away with another one a bit. Maybe I'm undervaluing Bradish's fastball a little, but I think it's honestly a little too hittable still. Maybe the move on the rubber is a huge deal. I don't think so quite yet. Logan Gilbert went against the Tigers, did exactly what you're supposed to do. Got the win, 6 innings, 0 runs, 9 Ks. I know, he got 6 slider whiffs. I still don't like the secondaries. I don't think that all of a sudden I'm going to now change my tune on Gilbert because he had 6 slider whiffs against the Tigers. Okay. Merrill Kelly went against the Brewers, 7 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 7 Ks. It's been a wonderful year, 284 ERA now. However, this is where the tough decision comes in. You get the Padres, then the Dodgers, and the Padres, then the Dodgers. So that's the next 4 starts for Merrill Kelly. Do you want to go in on this? I would like to be in, I think, against the Padres next and then the Padres again. But I don't want to get the Dodgers. So you might want to get out after the first Padres start because then it's 2 of the next 3. Do whatever you need to do for your playoffs. Look, I know the guy has helped you out the entire year, and that's wonderful. But that does not mean you have to stick with them in September. Johnny Cueto against the Royals did more of the Cueto magic. 5.1 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks. And guess what? Now he gets the Mariners and Athletics. I think you're just going to go with that. Clayton Kershaw against the Mets. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 1 hit, 3 walks, 6 Ks. What is still ill? He doesn't care. Tatiaga is back and everything is great. Paulo Espino. Remember last time I was so excited about that one start he was going to get? Well, he got the Athletics here. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. This was the one. Ugh. The curveball was amazing, 57% CSW, 8 over 21 whiffs. I know, Paulo Espino, guys. But this is it. That's it. He gets a tough schedule now, so that was it. It was a fun ride. I enjoyed it. Ken Waldichuk made his MLB debut for the Athletics. He was involved in the Frankie Montas deal, and he went against the Nationals. 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 4 walks, 6 Ks. I'm going to tell you right now, he's not expected to be inside the Oakland Athletics rotation, so you can kind of forget about it for now. I do like what he does. He throws 95 from the left side. He has a little bit of a lower arm angle, which means that this ball explodes at the top of the zone. He was very wild with it. I watched it. It was all over the place a bit. However, good changeup, good dip on it. Slider was like low 80s and kind of reminded me of Sean Manaea a bit with just more zip because of that. And also had a curveball as well that was even slower than that. I think over time, this can really be something for Waldichuk. He also is extremely on the first base side and has that lower arm angle a little bit side, so it's really tough for lefties, and also could be more of a Randy Johnson thing going inside. Like Luke Voit got frozen on a fastball, 96 on the inside corner, as he came all the way across and then came back, had horizontal movement on it. There's some stuff to like here, much more so than the other Athletics starters. I'm thinking about all of them. I mean, there's Adrian Martinez, who I kind of like, but no, this is more condensed ceiling with Waldichuk. Watch him. I think long-term Sears is not better than Waldichuk at all. But Waldichuk isn't in the rotation. I don't think so. Keep an eye on him for the future. Chris Bassett against the Dodgers did well. 6 innings, pitched 2 runs. Now was 9 base runners, 6 hits, 3 walks, and only 4 Ks. But he got the win. Good stuff here. Feel good against the Pirates moving forward. Aces gonna ace for Shane Bieber. You don't need me there. Glenn Otto against the Red Sox. 5 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. He had 3 whiffs each on all 4 of his pitches. Slider, curve, sinker, and 4-seamer. That's cool. Glad it worked out-ish. Like, the ERA isn't good. Whip is good. 8 strikeouts are good. He gets the Astros next, though. This was the Red Sox. Now it's the Astros. Not doing that. Chad Kuhl against Atlanta. No, thank you. He had 7 Ks, but, like, Spencer Strider had 16, bro. Just kidding. The Kuhl whip is still bad. 6 base runners, 4.2 innings. You don't want that. Just don't do Chad Kuhl. Daniel Mangdon returned, and he did really poorly, and now he's gone. Brandon Woodruff did really badly against the Diamondbacks. 5.2 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Not the Astros. The Diamondbacks are better than I think I've been giving them credit. We just talked about offensive ranks, and I think we're going to put them at neutral moving forward. It was a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. I think you're just going to keep going with it. It's unfortunate this work did not work out. Rich Hill against the Rangers. It was a stream pick of the day, and Twitch chat was right, guys. I apologize. 4 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits, 4 walks, 2 Ks. He looked so good in the previous start. Ugh. And he just regressed completely. He gets a raise next, and maybe that he can rebound to that. I'm not going to rule it out. It's possible. It's possible. We've seen both sides of it now. You know, just in the same way that he didn't replicate the bad start, he could not replicate the bad start, right? All right, it'll be an questionable start here at the bottom of it. And Eduardo Rodriguez, I didn't like this one. Went against the Mariners, 4 innings, 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. 0 for 9 CSW on the changeup is not what you wanted. 4-seamer is coming a little bit harder, but the cutter isn't much to look at. Like, the whole thing is like, blech. Just go and find something else on the wire, I think, than Eduardo Rodriguez against the Angels next. I really don't think you want to go after that one. Looking forward to today. And by the way, you can check out all of this weekend's rankings. Yesterday's podcast. I'll give you, of course, today and tomorrow because I have tomorrow's rank now. But Sandy Alcantara, Alec Manoah, Charlie Morin, Luis Castillo, Yu Darvish, Dustin May, Jordan Montgomery, and Lance McCullers are all in the auto start tier. I know it's the Angels for Lance McCullers. The command is a little wonky for McCullers at the moment. It's a little bit risky. But I think you still do it if you have Lance McCullers. You have David Peterson, which might be the last start you get from him because the Mets might be going back to the 5-man rotation with Carrasco coming back soon. It's too bad because it's such a good schedule. Goes against the Nationals. Go for that. Sonny Gray, Jeffrey Springs. Reed Demers is in the probable start here. There's a part of me that kind of wants to lower him. It's riskier than you think, considering that the last start he did get better, but it was with Jays and the Astros. He's not quite there, but he could just explode. I think I'm doing it when I have him, but I feel a little weird about it. Dean Kramer is the stream pick of the day against the Athletics. Kyle Gibson against the Giants, fine. Domingo Herman against the Rays, fine. And Alex Cobb against the Phillies, the splitter was really good last time. Now, questionable start here. You have Eric Lauer against the Diamondbacks, who've been doing all right. Be careful. They only 92 on the fastball last time. Drew Hutchinson against the Royals has been okay, but I don't really want to do that. Same with JP Sears against the Orioles. Zach Plesac, Josiah Gray, Daniel Lynch, Nick Pivetta, Zach Davies. All these are... I really don't want to chase them at all, but I understand that they could work out. And do not start Adrian Sampson, Kyle Freeland, Luis Sessa, Davis Martin, Johan Oviedo, and Dallas Keuchel. Oviedo's kind of interesting, but it's his first start for the Pirates now, and you don't want to do that against the Jays whatsoever. Ranking tomorrow's, that is Saturday starts, Max Scherzer, Corbin Burns, Robbie Ray, Shohei Ohtani, Dylan Cease, Julio Urias, and Adam Wainwright, all clearly in that top tier. Yes, I have Burns number 2 after the last 3 starts. It was 1 bad inning against the Pirates. He's still amazing. Do that. Probable start tier. Lodolo, Stripling, and Odorizzi all get fantastic matchups. Lodolo, Rocky Road, Stripling, Pirates, Odorizzi, Miami. I want to start all 3 of these wherever I can. I would pick them all up wherever available. There's also Austin Voth against the Athletics. Not bad. He's on a roll. You might want to do that one too. Noah Syndergaard and Edward Cabrera at the bottom of this probable start tier. Syndergaard is a Toby, gets the Giants fine. Edward Cabrera obviously has a high ceiling. It is Atlanta. I think if I have Cabrera, I am starting him. That's why he's in the probable start tier, but not as clear as the other ones in this tier. In the questionable start tier, you have Tyler Mahle, Luis Garcia, Corey Kluber, Drew Smyly, and Clark Schmidt, I think, in a step above the others. Mally's come back from the IL. I don't know how long he's going to go, but I think I likely do it against the White Sox, but it's not clear-cut whatsoever, so... I'm going to have him down in the questionable start tier. Luis Garcia has been on a bad stretch the past month, but it's the Angels, and he could get a win here and all that stuff. Corey Kluber goes against the Yankees. I don't know how I feel about that, but fine. Drew Smyly against the Cardinals. Drew Smiley's doing really well. Cardinals are really good, so be careful. And Clark Schmidt against the Rays could work out well. He didn't do so great against the Athletics. Got a lot of strikeouts, but that's the first start. Get that one out of the way. Rays are not very intimidating. You can do that. Now, Aaron Civale, Jacob Junis, Ronzi Contreras, Jonathan Heasley, Adam Oller, and Brian Bayo. A little bit different. Savali gets the Mariners. It's very pedestrian. Junis had a good slider against the Phillies, and maybe that can go away, maybe not, I don't know. Ronzi Contreras' slider is amazing, and he's actually done okay, but it's the Jays, a lot more risk there involved. Jonathan Heasley gets the Tigers is the opposite of that. Really good matchup. Jonathan Heasley, I don't really know what I think about that. Adam Oller just did well, 8 innings against the Yankees. Goes against Baltimore. I don't really think Adam Oller is that good. And Brian Bayo had that really good start, then a bad one against the Twins. Maybe he can get that back against the Rangers. Do not start is Sean Manaea, Michael Pineda, and Herman Marquez. Oh boy, Manaea gets the Dodgers and he's been really bad. Pineda's coming back and gets the Royals. Don't want to do that. And Herman Marquez, he's on the road, but it's in Cincinnati. Don't do that. Madison Bumgarner against the Brewers, no way. Patrick Corbin against the Mets, no way. And Colby Allard, otherwise known as Drolla, against the Red Sox, absolutely not. Today's Friday. You know what Friday means? Two-star pitchers, and I didn't do it last week, and I'm here for you this week. So, Baltimore has a doubleheader against the Jays, but looks like it's just Jordan Lyles going twice. So, Jordan Lyles against the Jays and the Red Sox is a bottom of questionable for me. Michael Wacha against the Rays and the Orioles is a probable. Jameson Taillon and Gerrit Cole each get two starts. Of course, Gerrit Cole against the Twins and Rays. Well, Jameson Taillon, bottom of probable. Luis Patino gets two against the Red Sox and the Yankees. I'd say do not, honestly. I mean, maybe bottom of questionable, but I think it's too risky. We really don't know where Patino is at. Kevin Gausman gets the Orioles and the Rangers. That's an obvious one. Lance Lynn and Johnny Cueto get the Mariners and Oakland. I would do auto start for both, really. I mean, both, at least for Lynn, probable for Cueto if I need to go for two starts, you know. I don't love the Mariners one for Cueto, but, you know, whatever. Tristan McKenzie gets the Royals and Twins. That's an auto start. Tyler Alexander gets the Angels and the Royals. Oh, man, I can see some people tempted for that one. No, T-Lex is not good. Don't do it. No. Chris Bubich. Oh, Lord. Guardians and Tigers. Oh, God. He was at 92.5, but he's just so bad. Ugh. Very bottom of questionable. Oh, Lord. I don't want to do that at all. Chris Archer against the Yankees and Guardians. No. Joe Ryan gets the same type of probable. The fastball is really good right now. Actually, probably say auto start. Framber Valdez, auto start, Rangers and Angels. Jose Suarez gets a start against the Tigers. That's not a two-star week, Nick. Thursday is off for the Angels. Cole Irvin does not get one. It's a six-man. Oh, they might be keeping Ken Waldachuk. Look at that. They could be doing it. They could be doing it. He gets the White Sox next, Ken Waldachuk. Nah, I'm not starting for that, but I'm just saying. That's not what we're doing right now. Moving on. Marco Gonzalez against the White Sox in Atlanta is a questionable. Martin Perez gets, the Astros and the Jays. Bottom of questionable. I'm off the boat with Perez. Kyle Wright does not get it. 2 days off for Atlanta. Luzardo gets the Phillies and the Mets. I think that's a probable for me. The changeup is just so good. Tywin Walker gets the Pirates in Miami. That's a probable. Oh, man. Glorious. You might even argue auto start for that. Zach Wheeler should return on Tuesday for a two-start week, then. Miami and Nationals, are you kidding? Corey Abbott, no way. You don't even know who that is. He's on the Nationals, and he gets the Cardinals and the Phillies. Justin Steele. I have a Justin Steele soundboard now. You have the Reds, and you have the Giants. That's a probable to me. I'm all in for that one. You have the Cubs and the Brewers for Justin Dunn. No, don't do it. I kind of dig Justin Dunn for long-term, but I think it's way too soon. Freddie Peralta and Brandon Woodruff get Coors and then the Reds. That's an auto for both. No. Man, for Woodruff, I'm still doing it. Coors and the Reds, I'm doing it. Peralta, probable. Remember, Peralta's debut was in Coors and he dominated. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, he's not in a good place right now. I don't love the Coors start. I don't want to do that, but I absolutely want to do the Reds one. So it's like an auto start and a questionable. So there you go, probable. Bryce Wilson isn't going to get a six-man rotation for the Pirates right now. They have an off day. Jack Flaherty and Jose Quintana both get the Nationals and Pirates. That's an auto for both. Yes, including Jack Flaherty coming back from the IL. Yep. He's been looking amazing in the minors. He's stretched out. You do it. Same with Jose Quintana. Command has been worse, I know. You cannot pass that up. Tommy Henry is a do-not-start against the Padres and Coors. Ryan Feltner against the Brewers and Diamondbacks, absolutely not. Nothing for the Dodgers. They have an off day on Thursday, and it's a six-man. You have Blake Snell going the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. That is a auto start, I think. I think you're just going to do it. As long as Snell has his fastball in the zone enough and enough breakers for strikes, like that Dodgers doesn't matter to me. I think he's less independent of... He's like Darvish in that the opponent doesn't matter. And you have Alex Wood and Logan Webb. Logan Webb is an auto, even though it's the Dodgers and the Cubs. I think he's still... Maybe I want to say probable with the way that he's been going lately. Alex Wood is bottom of questionable. If not, do not start because of that Dodgers outing. I kind of like the Cubs one, but still, it's... I mean, I think the Cubs start is going to be a probable start for me, but the Dodgers is going to be a do not. So, do what you want with that one. With Webb, it's going to be... I'd say bottom of probable for... And then for the Dodgers, and then top of auto start for the Cubs. So I'm going to just say that's an auto start for the two start week. But all right, that is it. Good luck next week. Good luck this weekend. Hopefully you advance in your fantasy playoffs. And of course, I'll be here the entire month, the rest of the way. Also, we have the list on Monday on Labor Day. Yes, I'm doing it on Labor Day with the expected schedule rankings. It is an extensive one, and it's going to be lots of fun. So I'll see you guys on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend, but that's going to do it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.